Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 18, 2012, and this is Council 8 volunteer Joseph Fizikas reporting. Last Friday, a system-wide United payroll error affected the September 16 paycheck for approximately 156 flight attendants. The company advised us that a programmatic backup taking place at the same time paychecks were being run caused data for affected individuals to drop out of the system, resulting in the issuance of a zero-value paycheck. United Payroll has issued the affected individuals an off-cycle paycheck, and any overdraft or non-sufficient funds charges that result from this problem will be reimbursed. If you have been affected by the United's most current payroll error and have not received your paycheck, contact United's Payroll Center, 1-866-825-7297. If the issue is not resolved, you should contact your local council. Per Section 4J4 of our contract, a flight attendant who requires an adjustment check of $50 or more shall receive a check as soon as possible, but not later than 4 weekdays after notifying the company. When necessary to meet this 4-day requirement, checks shall be issued locally. A flight attendant is in the direct deposit program also has the option of having the check electronically deposited in a U.S. account within 7 business days or mailed within the above 4 weekdays. This year's 6th Triennial National Pride at Work Convention was held September 12th through the 15th in Cleveland, Ohio. AFA and Pride at Work has been working together for many years, forging relationships between organized labor and the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. International AFA CWA President Veda Shook delivered a speech pledging AFA support for LGBT equality. The convention was an opportunity to encourage leadership and organizational skills. The AFA CWA provided sponsorships to Pride at Work or AFA members living in cities with existing or forming chapters. LGBT issues such as discrimination, voter suppression, and healthcare inclusion were discussed in numerous breakout groups. Many resolutions were passed, including one in support of the current Chicago Teachers Union strike. Stankino, Council 11, and Aiden Sheffield, Council 12, were in attendance, along with 6 other AFA CWA members from various airlines. At this convention, Stankino completed his term as co-president of Pride at Work's National Executive Board. Convention attendees discussed the importance of union contracts, especially for the LGBT community. In 30 states, it is still legal to fire someone because they are gay. In 37 states, it is even legal to fire someone over their gender identity. Union contracts are the only protection in most states to fight these discriminatory practices. More than 20 Pride at Work chapters across the country help to educate the LGBT community about the benefits of a union contract. Our AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA members affected by Hurricane Isaac. These members whose primary residence is in a federally declared disaster area and who have suffered financial loss and or dislocation are eligible for $200 from the AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund. The generosity of your fellow AFA sisters and brothers who contributed have made this fund possible. For more questions about the application process, please call the International EAP office at 1-800-424-2406. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's anti-union bill was overturned in court on Friday, September 14. In August 2012, the Madison Teachers Union Incorporated and Public Employees Local 61 filed a federal lawsuit arguing that this bill was a violation of the constitutional rights to free speech, free association, and equal representation. Judge Juan Colas agreed and also ruled that Walker's law violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by creating separate classes of state workers, union and non-union, who are treated differently. Now, the teachers and local government workers have a voice and full collective bargaining rights over conditions of employment. The Madison Teachers Union will be demanding a contract negotiations begin immediately. But the fight against Walker's Law is not over. Another lawsuit filed in July 2011 challenges this nefarious law on equal protection grounds and is still pending. Also, attorneys representing Governor Walker have filed a motion to appeal Judge Kolas's decision, which will eventually end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The outcome of this injustice remains uncertain and will continue to impact critical union rights and protections. We will update you as these decisions are made. This is just one example of why it is imperative that we elect candidates at all levels who understand and support, on the record, union and flight attendant priorities. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building a future together.